A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelor in Paradise recap podcast, hosted by male interracial best friend duo. A great episode for two big reasons, in my opinion.
Birthdays?
For three big reasons. Birthdays?
What else?
There should always be a cast member with a birthday.
You got to start having cast members on specifically for their birthdays.
Why is so-and-so here? Episode 7.
Birthday's coming up.
They have a birthday. Their partner gets a date card or goes on a date. That should be a requirement. Another thing that should be a requirement, 1 to 2 hours before every rose ceremony, someone new should come down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have to.
Agreed.
This whole, the first 30 minutes of this episode, what would have happened if new Sam didn't come down?
Nothing.
Clean bowel Sam. Nothing. Nothing would have happened.
Did you say clean bowel
Sam? Clean bowel Sam. Fresh pipe Sam. And what's the other thing? Oh, games. They played a game. They were forced to play a truth. I mean.
Well, I think that was Sam's doing. Sam came down here and said, hey, you know, I've done a Bachelor in Paradise season before. This isn't what it looks like. What? Who are these old fucking boring people laying around this beach? Let's spice things up. I know just the way. Yeah, you're right. Games.
We don't use the term producer plant very often. I don't even know what it means, really. But Sam is,
this is it.
A breath of fresh air. And if anyone is, yeah, it's Sam. She came here with, here's what needs to happen. Leaving with a life partner is like seventh on her priority list.
Yeah, no. No. Yeah. She's here for ulterior motives in a good way.
Yeah. She's on the side of the viewer.
Yeah. She's a viewer. She's a viewer plan.
For us. Yeah. We start with Sean campaigning for the producers to send someone in and save him.
Mm-hmm.
He includes Aaron, too, when he does his little producer prayer, but really, it's, you know, if he had to choose, it'd be him, me, Sean, Ken.
I like the idea of specifically asking for something to the producers in your interviews. I like that idea.
He was doing it. He was actually
like what he's doing.
Oh, the paradise gods, but he was doing, everywhere he was looking.
I'm looking
like,
at you. Please.
So-and-so.
For the love of God, send someone.
Yeah. New Sam from Bachelor in Paradise Canada. I didn't recognize her, of course. No one else on the beach recognized her.
According to Rachel, she has fun tattoos, but I don't know who she is. And that's my thoughts also.
Yeah. Those tattoos are kind of fun.
Tattoos are fun.
In different non-traditional places. I'm curious. She says she's not going to play nice, and she's here to shake it up, which is
good.
No enough to tell me twice, I'm sold. Already my favorite person on the beach.
She takes a shot before she even talks to anybody. Like that noted. I like that.
Yes.
Like everything she's doing here.
Sean, Aaron S., John B., Pilot Pete B. I call him Pilot Pete B, not because that's his last initial, but because he's B. It's like...
The B team.
The sub.
Yeah, B team pilot. Pilot. Yeah. The pilot team, he is the B. He's on B team of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Sam and Sean get some secondary time, and I thought maybe this will be a decent match. Until she started going on and on about his frontal cortex, and I thought, once someone starts questioning your brain development, I don't think it's going to work out.
Talks about how Sean's age worries her. Is your frontal cortex fused together? That's funny. Sean
and
says
I don't
he's
think
more
it is. I don't know what is indicative of that.
I don't know what that means. I have no clue what that means.
I would guess, if you were to ask me, gun to my head, Is Sean's frontal cortex fully fused? I don't know. It doesn't seem like it. And I, that would be how I would respond to that. Seems like there's some fusing that is left to be done.
Sean says he's more mature than people his age. She asks him, who told you that? Your mom.
I mean, she's just crushing
you're,
him.
You're cooked. You're cooked, she Sean. Really I don't know. Cooking, I'm getting up and leaving. I'm okay, so we're just doing one-liners on at my expense? Okay,
you know
I'm out of here.
Sean
sits there and keeps feeding her softballs to blast out of the park at his expense. Really? I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah, this was a tough... Sean should have been careful what he asked
when
for
she
here.
Said the frontal cortex, it's like, okay, well, I'm not even going to finish this conversation. I'm out of here. I'm going to go enjoy the rest of my time on this beach. I only got 2 hours.
Or come back with a similarly edgy comment.
But he doesn't have that type
of
stuff.
He's too desperate. No, he needs the rose. So Sam brought the action.
She did.
And for that reason, I'm in.
Agreed.
New Sam fan.
I didn't see her talk to anyone with the intention of dating them, though. In terms of the show, she's not here for the reasons of the show.
Well, if she did, they didn't show it, that's for certain. Because the person she gave the rose to, she might as well pull the name out of a hat.
I didn't consider that
yeah. as an option. The rose ceremony. Mercedes is allegedly choosing between Will and Tyler.
No.
Olivia is allegedly choosing between John Henry and Peter.
No.
Sean hoping to get Sam's new Sam's rose.
Definitely no.
No. But at least they pretended like there was
there's something going on. There was nothing here. Going on at this rose ceremony in terms of
just
stuff to
Sam
care about.
Well,
Sam,
I thought,
who's
Sam giving
Sam
the rose
save?
To Sean? Yeah,
yeah. Is Sam gonna save Sean despite ripping him to shreds in person? Maybe just as a nice thing to do.
I didn't. My brain, because my frontal cortex never
fused
fully.
You don't have a fused? Yeah.
No, I don't. And my brain, despite the true, you know, Comedy Central roast that she gave him.
You still thought there was a chance
was
of
like,
Sean?
Yeah, well, just because you keep Sean.
Because
it's
Sean.
You just keep Sean.
Yeah, it's Sean.
That's what I thought. Kylie gives her rose to Avon. Rachel to Brayden. I call her Kylie's and Avon's.
Let me tell you, if I care about them as you go, please start over.
Okay, Kylie and Avon.
No.
Yeah. Rachel to Brayden. At this point, before their date, yeah,
I would say hell yeah.
After the date, it was way
after
higher
the date,
for me.
Come on now.
Yeah. I've never been higher on Rachel
couple.
In her career than after that
Absolutely.
Day.
Agreed.
Eliza and Aaron B.
No.
I do.
Where will they be on the pyramid? Stay tuned.
Are you doing a couples pyramid? I don't want to give you any homework, but
how
about
just
a couples
each of
pyramid?
Them.
Okay.
No couples pyramid. I can give you a couples pyramid, but
no,
not
don't
what
do that.
Because
the genesis of the pyramid was
you stand
Dylan
on your
and
own.
Hannah G, and you wanted to illustrate how far apart they were on the pyramid as like a wow.
That's exactly
look at this
why it
guy.
Started. You stand on your own in the pyramid. You're impacted by others around you and who you're with, but you stand on your own in terms of the pyramid. That's why Dylan charging that much for a cameo is absurd. Okay.
Patreon.com/RimAnAB for the cameo segment 2 weeks ago. Kat and Tanner?
Yeah.
I thought they were a good match.
But my pitch went up, so it's almost no, I think.
Yeah, you thought about it. Well, yeah. Going back, I like Eliza and Aaron B only because I like Aaron B. I'm just I'm an Aaron B.
You're an Aaron B guy.
I can't help it. I like his corny sayings to the camera.
Yeah, they're good.
I like how serious he's taking it. I'm still holding out hope that he is heartbroken. If I were to have a heartbreak draft, he would be my number one pick as to who I want to see have
who you
want to
see heartbroken draft. Yeah,
it would probably go Aaron B.
Will.
Will that? Well, Will. I've seen what Will can do. Will's a yeah. I've seen Will's. Yeah, Will's a good player. He's not a top two pick. I'd probably go Brayden. I thought Blake Moynes too. Anyway, Jess and Blake Moynes.
Yeah, I still care about them. I still care about them. After today's episode, too.
Yeah. Olivia to John Henry.
Yeah.
I like
that
too. Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Should, in the proper Paradise Manners guide that you write every day with your words, should Olivia have consulted with Pilot Pete B before the rose ceremony and warned him about her decision? Would that have been proper etiquette?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No, it would not.
Mercedes gives her rose to Tyler.
I kind of care about that. Not as much as they're at the very bottom of if I care, but I do care a little bit about that couple. Yes.
Noted. Recorded. New Sam to Peter.
Don't care. Shock. Care about Sam.
Of course you don't care.
Obviously, I don't care about this, but yeah, that was a stunning. Is there something here with Pete we're missing? Like, what? He's not doing anything for me here.
He's a good looking guy.
But he's not doing anything for me on the show. I would have thought this would be a...
No.
Maybe they let her actually pick.
Yeah, because you said, hey, she's giving it to whoever they want her to. Yeah.
But we need you to, you know, turn it up there on the beach. As long as you do that, you can pick whoever you want. You don't have to keep Sean. We want you to keep Sean, but if you can turn things up a little bit, you can pick whoever you want here, the hottest guy.
That definitely happened.
Mm-hmm.
No roses, Sean. Will. Aaron S. John B.
John B. You just hate to see John B. not getting the opportunities he deserves on this franchise.
I know. I agree that the format is broken.
Mm-hmm.
New Sam is not that attached to Peter. She will happily steal your boyfriend.
No.
No apologies. Next morning, Kat's 27th birthday. There's a date card for Rachel. Yeah.
I wrote here, Aaron and Eliza have the potential to be the most boring couple in the history of the show. I said this as they're eating like a healthy breakfast by the just quietly talking.
Not even no confections for breakfast.
No, just quietly eating this healthy breakfast.
Water, no orange
on
juice.
Their own. They have a real chance to be the most boring couple I've ever seen on the show, and I hate to say that.
I mean, it seems accurate, especially I just go back to Eliza's. No one's ever been more on eggshells on this franchise than Eliza is right now.
It's really harming her in terms of the pyramid.
Yeah.
I mean, I just see them eating this breakfast, the exact breakfast they're eating. They don't ever change up. They don't ever try anything new. They eat the same breakfast every single day for the next 50 years. Yeah, that's 50 years. We married 50 years. They're going to have a great relationship, but they will be boring. Sorry.
Rachel has a date card on Kat's 27th birthday, no less.
Hell yeah.
Kat had a big reaction to this. It was almost so absurd that I thought it was fake. I felt like her other outbursts were more authentic than this. She said stuff like, I'm only 27 once. Well,
was she
joking
around?
You'll be 27 tomorrow. It's not, you could still get a date card. And also, she has to know that this reaction is feeding into, if they were going to give you a date card, they're definitely
they're not now. They're not.
They like what you're putting on tape.
Well, you got to think if you're Sam, Kat, you're going into the day, your birthday. In my head, I'm thinking, you know, am I going to get a date card? Would that be a good storyline? Or would not be giving me a date card and giving it to, and having my boyfriend go on a date? Which one is the better storyline? So I would be, I don't think she thought
that's
it through.
That's you and me, AB. Yeah,
I know.
Not
had
Kat.
That been me, I'd be walking down to breakfast, you know, arm's length to Tanner. Like, I know what's coming here. It's my birthday. Some shit's going to happen here. You're going to end up doing something dirty to me. I'm already ready for it. You're not getting me. Yeah. That'd be me. But Kat wasn't ready for it.
Kat wasn't ready for it. I would venture to guess that.
You're not getting a date card. Get serious.
You don't need to spend much time with Kat before realizing this is a person who puts a lot of weight on their birthday.
This is a person
who really cares about their birthday.
Absolutely.
Thankfully, Rachel asked Braden on the date. Thankfully, we get our first Blake Moynes prediction of the season. I will not let this go under the radar. He said, and it was the same cadence as when he was on Claire and Tasia's season. It made me want to go back and watch
that
whole season.
Was it just as wrong?
Of course. Here's what it was.
I don't know what he said.
I didn't even think it was that bad of a prediction, because I understand his rationale here. He thinks Braden might fall too quickly. He goes too fast. Rachel takes things at a different speed. He may have even called the match potentially disastrous. That could be my editorializing. He was skeptical of their possibility of connection.
So that means they're good to go then.
More than likely, yeah.
They're good to go. The opposite, man.
I don't care if his predictions are wrong or right. I just want him back in the take.
I want him predicting.
I want
picks.
Him predicting.
Yeah,
stuff.
We need.
I
takes.
Want your opinions.
I want your opinions, Blake. Please.
Some beach happenings before that date. Kylie's and Avon's. That doesn't really play. That'll be the last of that. In between naps, they talk about how they want to be together. Mm-hmm.
They're open to engagement.
Yeah.
I think. That's what they said. I think they said that. Open
I don't
to
remember.
Engagement.
I remember.
Kylie
and
Avon.
I took a nap when they were on the kid ride. Aaron is open to moving to...
anywhere.
Berlin.
Anywhere.
For Eliza.
Yeah, he'll do it.
Rachel and Brayden date, unless you had anything else there.
Nope.
Body paint pinatas.
This couple is what we've been missing on this beach.
Yeah.
Flat out. Okay? Love them. This is just two superstars.
Yeah.
Getting to know each other and clicking immediately.
They click.
Sparks are flying.
They click.
Fireworks are erupting. It's great.
I don't have a photographic memory, but this seems like a person, the first time you've seen Rachel truly just be relaxed and mm-hmm. herself and having fun on a date, which is way more entertaining to me than watching her try to put forward whatever she thinks people want to see from her.
I feel like we've always had our finger on the pulse of Rachel and what her motives are and what makes good television. I think on her season, she oftentimes was in her head, not fun Rachel.
Agreed.
And it hurt her greatly.
It was to her detriment as an entertainment character.
As an entertainment lead for this series. Occasionally, she does let loose, and we all love that, Rachel, but we barely see it. And we haven't seen it yet until this very moment, brought out by a special unicorn of a cast member.
Yeah, well said. First time we've seen it, maybe. We've barely seen it. Now that we've seen it, we might not ever see them again, because I feel like they're a locked-in, leave-together couple.
They're locked, yeah.
But I was taken aback by how much I liked this couple.
Yep, me too. Rachel says this is the most romantic date she's been on in the franchise.
Heavy
words. I can't possibly think that's true, but...
No. I mean, you're in like a little...
That's crazy.
Room.
That's crazy. You did some of the most incredible things humans can do.
But it's not about what you're doing. It's
but
who
it's
you're
not
with.
About,
and when
that's
you're
true.
With the unicorn...
That's so right.
The PB unicorn. Let's take a quick break.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Cat's birthday. I say this disappointed me based on her birthday. Well, there's one element that I was expecting that didn't occur.
What?
The cake. I don't think she threw the cake in the ocean.
I don't think she threw the... They would have showed her throwing a cake in the ocean if she threw it. She didn't throw the cake in the ocean.
No.
I think she was trying to put on a brave face all day. To be
honest.
Yeah,
except on one-on-one conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To be overall, she was trying to hold it together. So I applaud her for that.
I don't. A lot of what she was saying to various people was, me and Tanner basically haven't talked... It was painting their connection as almost non-existent, which makes the reaction to him going on a date with someone else seem out of touch.
But was she just saying that to protect herself and her?
She said it before Davia came down, or she said it as soon as Davia came down. She was telling Blake Moyne. She's like,
"Well, I think she saw the writing in the wall at that point.
Maybe, Maybe.
There's someone coming down on my birthday. They're obviously taking my guy. Obviously. Yeah. Maybe she saw it coming. Started protecting herself.
She is excited to spend the day with Tanner. Davia arrives. Her highlight reel from Zach's season was just her limo entrance. An initial comment after arrival.
I remember. She looks familiar.
I remember the name. That's a name you remember too.
Yeah, but I wouldn't know anything about her.
Daria with a V.
Was there a Daria?
No, that's the cartoon, the MTV cartoon from the mid-90s.
No, we've talked about it. Was there a Daria that you said was the only other Daria ever?
That tracks.
Or did we say something about Davia? That it's like Daria?
I've been known to reuse references and jokes. Wouldn't be the first time.
We've talked about Daria, and it was someone's name involved. I don't remember.
Yeah, no clue. No clue. Down on the beach.
Oh, yeah, there is a Daria. It was about Daria. It wasn't about Davia.
Well, kudos to us then. She's here for Tanner, Davia. And she has a date card. Down on the beach, Tanner reveals Davia has the rare Max Scherzer eye combo.
Max Scherzer. But not... I will say this, Rim. Max Scherzer's eyes are weird. These are good Max Scherzer eyes.
These are interesting.
These are... Like, Max Scherzer, I couldn't be in a relationship with because I'm kind of grossed out by the look of them. But Davia's... Those look good.
No,
these are
good. Two beautiful eyes.
These are beautiful eyes. These aren't bad. These aren't Max Scherzer eyes. I almost think you shouldn't call them that.
Well, that's...
That's the only person
I know
that has it, but hers aren't like his.
Davia pulls Tanner... And when she does, she says his name in a way that makes it clear that she's here for him only. She says, Tanner? You want to go talk?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, all right, well, she's not even looking at it.
Yeah.
Davy and Tanner, they each think the other's good looking. He says, I'm kind of coupled up with Kat, but she's been screaming a lot lately to the cameras and it's kind of making everybody uncomfortable. Meanwhile, like I mentioned, Kat is telling Blake Moynes she doesn't feel wanted by Tanner. And predicts he'll accept the date. So it's not an unexpected development when that happens.
Nope. Do you think Tanner considered not going on this date?
No, I think he was so thrilled to see another option.
I don't either.
He returned to the group, and he was like, man, big Davia guy, way better than Kat. No offense, Kat. I hope Davia doesn't pull anybody else. And she didn't.
Do you think anyone told Davia it was Kat's birthday? I'm just trying to.
Oh, that's a great question. I don't think so.
Here.
I don't think
so. You don't think she knew? Do you think that would have impacted her at all?
She might have.
They are from the same season.
Yeah, I don't know when Davia left. She might have maybe mentioned something to Kat.
Episode 4 or 5 or something. Probably around the same time as Kat, to be honest.
If I want to make fun of the birthday element of this. But the reality is that does change the equation.
It
I
does.
Think, for if you're was Tanner and you know it's Kat's birthday, you'd act
you
differently.
Can't.
Even
yeah,
though you I know each other for 36 hours.
It would make me hesitate to take someone on a date on the person that I'm... I mean, I would,
she
it
came here
me
for
hesitate.
Tanner. She came here for Tanner.
I agree. I'm just saying there is an added part to this.
Yeah.
You can wait till tomorrow to do it.
Who?
Davia. If she knew it was her birthday.
Yeah, you
got
to use your day card. Use it or lose it.
That's true. Yeah.
She's not going to go to the producers and be like, hey, is it okay if I don't
no,
offend Davia with this
someone else
day
and
card?
Then she...
No,
then
no,
she,
no, no. Then you lose time with Tanner. Then Tanner...
I don't think Tanner can take her on this date. It's too risky. This shit can blow up and I could end up with nothing. I could end up with nobody.
I will acknowledge that Tanner going on the date is riskier than any other day of the year.
It's too risky for me. For my taste, it would have been too... You know, I'd love to go on a date with you, Davia, but I simply cannot. I cannot. I don't want those problems right now. I don't want those problems. It has like a 40% chance. I'd say there's a chance that it could go okay, but there's like a 40% chance this blows up and everyone is, especially me, has to recover from this tragedy.
I hear you. I understand that. At the same time,
it's a bomb.
Tanner and Kat, by Kat's description, are not really a connection, and they have been together. She gave him the rose last night.
It's her birthday.
It's been 30 hours, maybe, that they've been interested in each other since their date.
She came down to breakfast, already plans ready and made for the day. Those birthday plans include you, Tanner.
Yeah, so you must know
that you're gonna cause a big issue here if you stray from those plans. That's all.
Tanner and Kat talk after he gleefully accepts the date in front of everyone. He says, "How would you feel if I went on this date?"
And she, what do you mean, like, if? Yeah. You already accepted it.
Seems like a done deal. You signed the waiver.
You accepted it in front of everyone. Do you think he just forgot that he needed to talk to her?
He didn't need to talk to her. He could have just gone. He doesn't. It was her birthday. They don't talk about anything. It was her birthday.
Rim, it's her birthday, and he just got a date. Date rose from her.
I'm surprised Kat didn't say, when Davia goes, "Can I talk to you, Tanner?" I'm surprised Kat didn't go, "Actually, it's my birthday." No.
She should have.
You can't. You can't. I'm going to spend all day with him. That's my plan today. Some of the group, Tyler among them, say things like, "Probably not the best move on Davia's part," which, again, I don't want to harp on this, but
I don't think she knew.
Even if she did know, what should she do? A person can't come down to the beach with a date card and use it?
Not on a birthday, Rim. Not on a birthday.
I know married couples that swing more than these 24-year-olds in bathing suits all day. She's supposed to show up with a date card and go to every guy and say, "How much do you value your current connection?" And then ask the guy with the weakest connection so as not to,
Rim,
to damage the lowest people.
All these
on the
people,
lowest.
All these kids have lists. Just go down to number two and don't cause yourself these
she
problems.
She only has one. She only talked to one. She's
not like Tanner's any different than fucking number two on your list. They're all the same.
I'd like you to see Tanner kids in person and say the same thing to me. who's similar to Tanner? I guess Peter's probably like a...
Peter!
Peter's a little Tanner
to him. Exact same as Peter. Tyler! Ask Tyler out on a date. Do whatever you want.
No, not Tyler. Different. It's a different type of man. Kat and Kylie. She's probably got the pyramid in mind too, AB.
Kat?
Yeah.
Or
no,
Davia.
Davia. She's got the pyramid in mind.
Well,
you can't just
you go to
drop
Big
down
Tyler,
two
Big,
levels on the pyramid.
Big Dog Tyler.
Yeah. Well, then who's Tyler with? Mercedes? How do you think Mercedes
Yeah, that's nothing. It's not her birthday. Just make a safe play. They're playing too loose.
There are no safe plays on this beach.
There are no safe plays. You're right.
Kat and Kylie. Kat can't believe Tanner would, quote, walk out on her mm-hmm. on her birthday as if he is abandoning their family after 20 years with no warning.
It's her birthday.
Is that the analysis for all Kat conversations? Mm-hmm.
She is free reign to do whatever she wants this episode, in my eyes, because it is her birthday.
All right. She also mentions Kylie. We haven't talked about anything. Kat is painting her own relationship as not that big a deal.
But also, all while being furious, showing signs of fury.
Something doesn't add up.
Yeah, there. Something's wrong.
Then a scene
that is her birthday.
Will go down in paradise history when Kat is crying in Kylie's arms, bawling, mm-hmm. and the group brings her a cake.
Guys.
Singing.
If I'm bringing someone a birthday cake, I'm going to peek out there to see if it's a good time to bring the cake. Like, what the fuck?
The cake's ready. The kitchen staff is waiting. They don't have time to wait until the emotional distress has passed from
Kat. Can we maybe give her a little time? Come on.
Nighttime. I forgot who Kat is talking with, but she implied that if Tanner returned and, you know, hands and knees, kissing her
Doesn't
feet,
matter.
Said, I only thought about you all day, Kat. I want to pursue you for life. She would not be interested. She would have said,
not interested.
Sorry,
it's over.
You missed out.
Yep.
She would take the remaining cake and smash it in his face. How about the Tanner and Davia date? Put all that aside. Cute couple?
Sure.
Sure. AB, Team Cat so hard he can't even admit this is a hot couple.
That's a good couple. Yeah, what do you want from me? It's a good couple. I like their chemistry.
Tanner toasts to new beginnings, which is a strong
That's
breakup
hilarious.
With Cat in my book. You might as well have said, let's leave the
hilarious
past in the past.
Toast.
Clink.
Yeah. Hilarious toast.
No birthdays today. Ting. On the big bed.
This is what I'm talking about, Rim. These people call themselves friends of Kat's. Can we do some fun stuff for Kat's birthday? Like, what's going on here?
They tried to give her a cake.
No, maybe some group drinking games, some party stuff. They're all sitting on this day bed. She's sitting over there sulking. Can we get some eyes on her and maybe?
It may surprise you to learn that they're not actually
all these
that
people
good
care
friends.
About. You need to understand that all these people care about birthdays the way Kat does. They all care. They're all
don't make me do a birthday power rankings. I bet
they're
I
all
bet,
self-absorbed.
I bet Brayden doesn't believe in birthdays.
Well, Brayden wasn't there, but everyone else they make a big deal out of their birthdays, so they should understand. We got to make today about Kat, and today was not about Kat, except for them. Birthday cake, middle of the day, that's a nighttime thing. Just
oh, I'm not even sure it was cake. It looked like a bowl of fruit with some whipped cream to me. AB, you may be surprised to learn that the fact that they might all be self-absorbed means they don't care about Kat's birthday.
That's true.
They wouldn't think to do something special as a group
you're
for
right.
Kat's birthday. They don't,
well,
they don't
that's
give
what
a
this
shit.
Was. They were all on the daybed chilling. Kat's there like sniffling off to the side. People are within arm's length of her.
It's possible people were tired of Kat's shit all day. She was sulking all day. You know, it's not their responsibility.
That's true. That's true. You call yourselves friends, though. You think you know your friends.
They do call themselves friends. Anyway, she whisked for a pinata. This was a wonderful moment of happenstance. She was like, we need a pinata. And then Rachel and Brayden return as human pinatas.
On cloud nine.
Yeah.
Those two came back
Showing
in on
what,
another
what
planet.
Fun love is like.
Yeah. Y'all want to see what fun love is? Here it is.
It's Rachel and Brayden.
For your boring asses.
Aaron and Eliza like, keep it down. Haven and Kylie like, why are they standing up? Why aren't they sleeping? No offense to anyone, of course. Upstairs is a real pinata.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderfully edited scene. Great montage here.
Mm-hmm.
Kat is crying to the camera. She's smashing the pinata. Tanner and Davia are dancing and kissing on their date.
Having a blast.
It was beautiful. Anything else on that portion?
There's some buzz around the beach that Kat might have deserved this because of karma. I heard it from multiple people. Just something to think about.
Aaron Chief among them.
Do I agree? Yes, I do. this probably was deserved. This was deserved.
Wells is fixing the Paradise Truth Box. Making a show of it. He's like, oh, me? Just fixing the truth box. Sam has some respect for the truth box.
Yeah,
but
Sam's like, yeah, I'll take the bait. What's going on over here?
Sam was mildly curious, but knew, like we know, that there's improvement to be made here, and she just turns it into a game of truth or dare. No more box. Think of all that happened here, because the group was forced to play.
They just played a game.
I'm going to go through everything that happened, because it's all worth noting.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron B. asks for a dare. Sam pulls a pepper out of her top. She just has a pepper in her top. Not for truth or dare. She just keeps one there.
Nope. For party favor. It's like a party trick.
It's a party pepper.
Party pepper.
Number one guy I would want to see eat a pepper on the beach is
Aaron
B. He fainted.
Absolutely. Yeah. It legitimately ruined his night. All jokes aside, that ruined his night.
Yeah. There's no one else I would want to see eat a pepper.
Yep.
Brayden goes with a dare and gives a lap dance to the most exciting person on the beach, which was apparently Jess. I was not expecting that, but everyone had a good time with it, including Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Peter gives Kylie a peck kiss due to Kylie not reciprocating at all.
Yeah, pretty embarrassing.
Mercedes has a truth and says she would make out with John Henry and then does so.
Hmm.
Games.
Fun games causing things to happen.
Kat body shot off John Henry.
Hell yeah.
Single Kat.
Single Kat, birthday Kat. Yeah.
That's two John Henrys in a row, by the way. Olivia, mildly territorial, you could say.
Well, if we're doing the hottest guy on the beach, I think John Henry's damn near fucking up at the top rim. Okay. So you're doing games like this. Who do you want to kiss? It's like, yeah, John Henry. Who do I want to take a body shot off of? John Henry.
Who do you want to hug?
Ain't rocket science. It's going to be John Henry. He's the number one. He's the cutie patootie.
Whose finger do you want to suck? Suggestively, John Henry.
Of course.
Whole beach was taken aback by that. With
of course.
Olivia.
Suggestively. That was suggestive.
A little too early in the episode. Jess has a truth, and Aaron, Mr. Serious, goes, Well, do you like Blake? Is Blake your number one? Not have you ever done this or that, or what's this craziest thing you've ever done? Are you even interested in Blake?
Let me just say, this is not even a hard question. The question he asked was, is Blake your number one right now here? It's not even like, would you take a date if your true number one on your list came down? Is Blake your number one in this group of people that we're all
easy
around?
Yes.
And she could not answer.
I think her hesitation was overblown.
I don't know. I think she was really having, she's questioning
later,
a little bit.
What we saw later, she's interested in the two T's. Which is sad. You got the number one B right in front of you. Who cares about the two T's, the interchangeable T's? Regardless, I was just glad that Blake Moynes might be in something now.
Storyline. Some sort of storyline's going to happen here.
Nighttime after the game. Rachel and Braden, dirty dancing on the beach. Olivia and John Henry on the pool, making out. Smooth
hot
country
tub.
Boy. Hot tub. I don't know if it was a hot tub, could have been a pool. It was hot in there.
It was hot.
Put it that way.
Whatever body of water they're in, it was hot.
Temperature rose.
Yeah. They brought out the diving helmet again, and I would like that noted.
I don't get why he just gets to carry that. Where does he keep that? He just takes that with him?
Well, you can't have other people messing with that either.
Keep it in a secure location. He carries it around. They went up to the pool. Hey, let's go do it in the pool. Hey, I'll be Olivia. You be John Henry. I'm Olivia. She goes, hey, you want to go make out in the pool? He goes, sure thing, darling. And then he goes, wait, let me get my diving helmet, my welding helmet, my showy underwater welding helmet that isn't even the real one I use in my job.
Have we talked about how that's not his real diving helmet? Have we talked about that? That's an old-timey ass diving helmet.
What was that, Bioshock? It looks like the cover of Bioshock for all my PlayStation
not,
2 heads
that
out
is
there.
That is not the type of helmet he uses. That is not it.
Someone out there right now, probably Googling, listening, or maybe they know for certain and they can prove that it is.
Maybe
not
it
interested.
Is.
We're not interested in knowing that. I like thinking that it's not. It's
if
funny.
If that is,
right.
I'm disappointed in the diving technology
Has
gains
improved
we've made
the,
over the last
decade. The invention
last
of the submarine. Yeah. Where are we at? Blake Moynes and Rachel. He says, I don't know if Jess is even interested in me.
This is a top of the pyramid board meeting, Rim.
Yeah.
Top of the pyramid. Hey, all of you guys over there, we're going up here. Board meeting.
Yeah,
most
not a lot of people talking
on the
this church.
No.
She took it seriously. This was a serious, like, all right, masks
yeah.
off. I need real advice here.
Big dog to big dog.
Big dog to big dog.
We got a lot more at stake than these guys. Okay?
they can come back. Rachel can't come back to the beach.
Mm-mm.
This
no.
has to be a one-time
this
deal.
This is it. This is our last chance. Might not be for Blake, but still, big deal.
For big dogs, I'm making this rule up now. If every time you return, takes mm-hmm. a little shine off of your spot, your legacy.
I agree wholeheartedly.
Maybe not for Blake because his thing is coming back over and over
his
again.
His thing is consistently coming back on this franchise, and that's what makes him him. So that it's a little the shine is still there. But I would say even if Blake came back next Paradise, it would be. Less of a big deal than this time.
Totally.
Every time. It's going to be less.
I agree.
Good rule.
Blake goes to Jess and he says, it seems like neither of us are really into this. And he would like confirmation. A lot of rumors going around that you're interested in Tanner and or Tyler. Two bigger, hotter hunks
mm-hmm.
without, and this is Blake talking, without the sense of humor and perspective on life that I have. And perspective on this show after coming for so long.
Zest for life
and knowledge about the outdoors that really gives me a perspective on, you know, where we sit as humans in this whole ecosystem.
The power of nature
and Blake, I'll go ahead and assume that he has his eyes on the skies as well.
Of course he does.
Tyler and Tanner don't. Their eyes are on their screens. Their eyes are not.
Their eyes are
he
on
doesn't
screens.
Know. They don't know anything about wildlife or conservation or ecology. And that is what Blake said to Jess.
I mean, Blake has a fucking iPhone 8, okay?
Yeah.
Look at my phone.
It still works.
This is just to make calls.
Why would I need to buy a new phone? Do you know how how many resources that uses? Anyway, what was the original thing? He said, oh, Tanner and Tyler, and she is interested in them, and she feels bad about it.
Hey, back there in front of everyone, when they asked if I was your number one, you kind of couldn't give an answer. Can you expand on that a little bit?
It took a little too long, Jess. I can't do it. Took a little too long.
Yeah.
She starts crying. Jess feels like she hasn't put herself out there because she, A, cares too much about Blake and about her friends. She feels handcuffed by the shackles of paradise. She's crying. She feels like she can't explore because the singles beach has a stricter code of conduct than a private boarding school. They let you do more stuff at BYU than they do in paradise.
Listen, nobody told her to do this.
Do what? No one,
she can go on dates if she wants.
With who? She doesn't have a date card.
What do you want to, whose fault is that? Whose fault is any of this? I don't know what's going on here. I think here's my take on the whole situation. Sure, she's fucking wine drunk, Rim. She's had a huge cup of wine on the screen all day. 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Huge cups of wine. There's nothing to see here, I don't even think. So maybe she really does feel this way. Let's wait till tomorrow. Let's wait till the next day. I'm not even certain. I'm not even certain that these two aren't going to make it. I have no idea.
Okay, I'm actually on board with that theory then. I don't mind that theory at all. But it seemed like Jess felt bad that, I don't want to hurt your feelings. I don't want to hurt the feelings of my friends who are dating Tanner and Tyler. I'm stuck with Blake Moynes because we exchanged the rose and now I have no one to go, no one to talk to.
Hey, maybe she is. Yeah.
Yeah. I have here Jess runs off in tears because she lives in fear of reprisal for flirting with someone else. That's that conversation. AB has there. Jess runs off in tears because she's wine drunk and it's been a long day.
That's exactly what I have here.
Yeah. That's probably the more likely. Next morning, Kat has some conversations scheduled.
It's time for the aftermath of what happened last night. We had the date. We didn't see Tanner and Davia come back. Mm. So Kat had a bad birthday. She broke the pinata. We haven't seen the aftermath of that yet.
This was a wonderfully edited episode, and I liked what happened during it. However, I really did need to see a miss is not showing us Davia and Tanner at the top of the stairs. Did they make out on Kat's birthday after he was gone all day? That's important information.
I'm wondering if it was too late. Everyone was already asleep.
You can still show us the make out on the top. You I don't need to even see the return. The I need to kiss at the top.
Sure. Maybe they didn't kiss.
Davia pulls Kat. Well, if I know Tanner,
Tanner.
I don't really know him. And I feel like he didn't even kiss Charity and he got fifth. Davia and Kat. What did you make of this?
I'm not sure why this conversation took place, especially initiated by Davia. Had that been me, I'm not pulling you aside. I don't
you
want
nothing
these
to
problems.
Apologize for. Yeah, you don't want to even get in this muck.
What do I want? What do I want a part of
Stay out of Kat's way until the rose ceremony.
Exactly. If she wants to pull me, sure, we can talk and I'll try to get my way out of this, but I'm not initiating this conversation. That's going to be bad. There's no way this is going to go good.
It does not go very good. Davia tells Kat Tanner is interested in me. He wants to continue pursuing me. Kat is stunned. It was her birthday just yesterday, mind you. There are still well wishes to be received.
There's still a celebration to be had.
So Kat returns to the breakfast table in shambles. And, you know, the one thing Avon says all season is me and Kylie are super exclusive. We're only here for each other. And we had the exclusivity talk, which is what Kat just got done telling Davia they had not had, her and Tanner. So she says, shut the fuck up, Avon.
I liked how Davia went back to the group and they're like, so how'd that talk go? And she went
pretty
well.
Pretty good.
It's like, wait, I think she's planning a double murder on the
beach. No, I think it did go
on the beach here.
Kat definitely had some moments where it was like, she seemed to be holding something in, but it was not.
It didn't go as bad.
And confrontational.
I agree. I think she was holding some stuff in. Yeah, you're right.
Tanner makes his way to the group finally and pulls Kat. Now,
Tanner, obviously hiding in his room, Rim.
Yeah. Hey, good morning.
Tanner,
or
we need you out here.
Tanner.
Tanner, we know you're in there. Yeah. His producers knocking on his door at 11 a.m.
And Aaron,
we know you're in there.
Hey, get out here. Tanner?
We know you're in there. Come face the music, Tanner.
The producers say you have to come out.
He came strolling in late.
Yeah. Hey, everybody cool? Hey, Cat.
Yeah, we've been up for 4 hours. Where have you been?
Similar to how you wouldn't have pulled Cat if you were Davia, if I'm Tanner...
I don't pull her either.
I think I avoid yeah. Cat at all costs for however many days this takes.
No, no. Nope.
Stay in large groups. Stay in your room. Stay hidden. Fake some diarrhea. Do whatever you have to do to avoid what this is heading towards.
Did you see the preview for next week? That's where we leave off for the episode.
I did not. What happened?
I'll tell you. I love watching the previews of Paradise. Previews are better than the episodes. And they're good episodes. It looks like Cat chews out Tanner.
Of course.
Then she tries to steal John Henry. Hard steal attempt.
Hard steal?
Oh, my God. Blatant. And John Henry, no spoilers.
Interchange it?
You be Cat and I'll be John Henry. I'm leaning closer to you.
Oh.
And under the moonlight.
Oh.
Mouth getting closer.
And where is Olivia in this role play?
Probably going off to the camera. Or looking from afar with binoculars. I don't know why I said it like
that. I'd be interested in an Olivia and Kat, seeing as they are have been the most mad about people stealing people and all this other stuff. Them getting entangled in something would be interesting, something I could get behind.
Some for sure. The sum would be greater than their parts, I think, in that scenario. Olivia also does a hilarious impression of Kat when she's in the confessional, like holding her hair and be like, oh, she's making fun of how she's flirting with John Henry. Oh, so you go and you do the pipes underwater? It's very funny. Then Charity arrives and Aaron says, he implies that Charity's here to destroy his life.
The hater alert. It's hater alert. There's no other reason for Charity to be there except to hate on Aaron.
All right, let's get some updates from the Paradise Pyramid, if there are.
Gladly.
Many.
We have two new people. Sam Pico from Bachelor in Paradise Canada and Big Brother Canada. That's interesting. Did you know that she was on Big Brother Canada, Rim?
I did not know that. I did not.
That's
I'm a huge Sam Pico fan.
33,000 followers. I like her energy on the beach right from the jump.
Love it. Love it.
I was tempted to put her in the stars spot of the pyramid, but I landed on important role players for now. I'm going to need another week of her pushing the needle because of how little fanfare there was when she walked on. Nobody knows who she is and still don't. So she can't be that high on this pyramid, okay?
It's an American pyramid.
It's an American pyramid, period.
She's coming here and taking our gerbs, and that needs to be taken into account.
And then Davia, eliminated week 4 of Zach's season, also in the important role players. I don't remember her making any waves on the season. Something may be here for both of these two, okay? I'm very close to moving both of them up to the stars, but not quite yet. I need another week.
What are Davia's followers, if I ask?
Shoot, I didn't mark it down, but I think I got it right here. It was around the same thing. Davia.
At what point would you take into account TikTok? At what point will that become the number one metric?
I'm not there yet.
Okay. Well, we're an old school podcast. We're old guys.
I'm not there yet. Davia has 19,000 followers. She was also
Interesting.
The 82nd Miss South Carolina, if you don't remember that, which I did not. Yeah, TikTok's kind of, it's...
That's a different skill.
Well, it's hard to gauge how pop... I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like Instagram followers mean more. I have no other movement, but I do have a very stern warning, Rim.
I've got one for you, too.
This is your last chance, Aaron and Eliza. Last chance in the superstar tier. One more dud week. One more week where you give us nothing, and you're moving down to the stars. Last warning.
Have they been on a date?
I don't know.
Me neither. It might have been 2 weeks ago.
I have no idea. Last warning.
Yeah.
Do something.
I'm telling you, they could go on a date and you would still be forced to
push them down. Yeah, I'd still move them down. They're just that boring.
Nicole from New Jersey says, shouldn't Wells being the super duper megastar Hannah Brown top portion of the pyramid. If Wells were eligible for your pyramid, where would you put him?
Ah, that's a good question. I
feel
think
like he might
Wells...
be too far removed.
No, I mean, like he's not Jesse. He's not Chris
he's
Harrison.
He's not Jesse, no.
He's not that. I don't think he's as big as the lower tier bachelor bachelorettes, I think.
Rachel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Zach Shallcross. He's as big as him. So probably, yeah, he'd be in the super duper mega stars, I'm sure. But he's not Hannah Brown.
Thank you, Nicole.
Good question.
Big mailbag. How would you shake up Paradise 773-234-7794? Mandy from SoCal. This was in light of a boring cookie cutter episode last week, which has now this latest episode improvements. Mandy from SoCal says, have all the girls cast a vote for the girl they want to be evicted from Paradise, and same for the guys. Then have Jesse deliver the news in a somber tone, but instead of them leaving, they go on a date together and probably talk shit about all their, quote, friends at the beach, and then return angry, but also maybe in love. Just my thoughts. Thank you, Mandy. Aaron in Los Angeles says, snog, marry, pie, or kiss, marry, avoid, but if we aren't throwing pies in beautiful people's faces, are we really living? And if they wanted to be extra messy, people wouldn't be allowed to kiss the person they're paired with. Thank you, Aaron. That's a little truth or dare element to it, but yeah, that's have people make out.
Have them make out.
Nicole from Los Angeles, one thing Bachelor in Paradise generally avoids that other similar shows do often is bring in the characters' lives outside of the show. I'd love to see a Hannah Brown type activity where someone reads a list of bad things someone has done in their life and the cast guesses who it was. It could cause some fun drama with people being offended by the accusations and also getting couples to question their partner based on their sketchy history if they find out anything incriminating. For example, cheating. Nicole also says, I like the Casa More twist in theory, but it was sort of ruined by the fact that they only put D-list cast members in the houses. This was last season. What if they were to do a similar twist where they surprise the cast by splitting them into two separate houses for a few days with most of the couples in different places? I'd love the chance to see what some of these people would be like outside of their super established couples and be a little bit more loose. Parentheses Blake Moynes, my parentheses, Aaron B. Letting loose. And let them explore other romantic options before settling down. Thank you, Nicole. Lauren from New Jersey, I would love to see Paradise switch up the format to be more of a battle royale style and that every contestant comes down at once. Then every contestant who is after the same man or woman dukes it out and dates. Then eventually the ones who become coupled up gets kicked off the beach and lets the uncoupled ones continue to date. Basically, I don't want to see the likes of John B. come down late and not get a fair shot at any connection. The format is flawed. It might be chaos for the camera, but I say let all the contestants free for all and then slowly get rid of the boring couples. Thank you, Lauren from New Jersey.
Interesting.
Pruning the dead leaves. Giving us a vibrant plant of drama.
I don't mind it.
A few others, non-Paradise improvement related. 317 area code says, I have two comments. One, why didn't they show us Kat throwing the cake? If they had footage, they would have shown us. One wonders if whether Kat, who is definitely a bit unhinged all on her own, is getting an extra crazy slash evil villain edit. I think that's probably the case. I think it's a mixture of both. They are exaggerating the Kat personality a little bit. And number two from 317, where is Christina Mandrell?
Yeah. I was going to ask
for sure
about that.
She'd be on the beach. The people wanted her on the beach. Yeah. Where is Christina Mandrell?
Where is Christina Mandrell? I was thinking about that earlier this week. I'm glad they mentioned this because I'd forgot to jot it down and I had forgot about it till now. Where is she?
Where is she?
Where is she? The perfect beach castmate. It's not right. Maybe it's they not. Got bigger plans for her. I've got no clue.
She'll arrive on a helicopter?
Yeah. It's too late at this point. How many more episodes do we have?
Probably 14. This was only episode 6. I usually do 12, I think.
Okay, maybe more. She better come quick if she's coming.
Yeah. That's the other thing. The last few episodes of Paradise are always like,
they suck. The last few episodes people, suck. Yeah, exactly. That's why she needs to come quick, or it'll get into that danger zone where nobody cares.
Yeah, I think new Sam we is like the last person to with a chance of connecting with someone. Yeah. Kelsey says, not to keep the analogy going too long, but fig jam clearly isn't the best part of any charcuterie board. It's a small accent piece at best. What charcuterie boards has Aaron encountered that fig jam is the best piece element? Some real holes in his extended analogy. Thank you, Kelsey. 734 area code. I had to pause the latest episode 10 minutes in during all the talk about etiquette on the beach. I have been meaning to text the mailbag for a few episodes now about F-boy Rim. Rim is out here wanting wild makeouts without even the thinnest facade of the search for true love. Something you gotta remember about Bachelor in Paradise is it's still a Bachelor show. As such, the goal is to find true love and get engaged. Every year it comes up how many successful couples come out of BIP.
A lot.
Some people are still out here looking for love, even if it is with a side of clout. Joe and Serena got married and had a CoverGirl commercial on television. I think what makes BIP and The Bachelor special and fun to watch is how much they keep the engagements and true love aspects in there as a true end goal. It sets up an absurd premise and keeps a mostly straight face. I firmly believe you can't drop the etiquette from the beach. This ain't Love Island or F-Boy Island. It's Bachelor in Paradise. Thank you, 734.
F-Boy Island Rim.
What can I say?
He likes what he likes.
I like a little risque drama.
He likes a little.
What do you say? You kink shame me? Is that what we're doing? I'll put it this way. I don't want to go point by point, but I don't...
Go point by point, please.
I don't sit in on the dates of engaged couples in real life and just witness them falling in love. That doesn't interest me. I need a little reasonable.
I need a little juice.
And I don't like when the juice is based on arbitrary, ridiculous. Yeah, I don't want to go point by point. But again, thank you, 734. I appreciate the alternative perspective.
Kink shamed.
773-234-7794. What should be the question for next week?
Where's Christina Mandrell?
Where the fuck is Christina Mandrell?
Hey, what the fuck's going on here?
Who else do you want to see down here?
This get is that the, on my... Yeah, who are we looking for?
This cast is very heavily recent people. It's charity season. It's Zach season.
Yeah.
I think they should dig a little deeper.
Who do we want to see?
If you are like me and you like a little risque drama, you like reality TV stars doing what they do best.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You like stars shining.
You like real reality TV.
Yeah. People aren't dancing on eggshells. I hope no one gets mad. Mm-mm. It's the opposite. They're smashing the eggshells. They're picking them up, licking a little bit of it, and throwing them at their opponents. That's House of Villains.
Yeah.
Which is a show we recap on patreon.com/RibbonAB. One of the great reality shows I think I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Won't go that far, but it's a delight.
You
can get a 7-day free trial if you want to check it out.
Oh, well.
All right. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.